This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And on our second hour, my first guest is 25% of the Oak Ridge Boys. Now, we are friends with all these guys for many, many years. They've been our pals. They've done us a lot of favors, and we've had them on the show every opportunity that we get to do them some favors. And my guest this week from the boys is going to be Dwayne Allen. Later on in the hour, Clive Anderson will be here from England. He's joining us, and he has a show on the Smithsonian Channel called Mystic Britain. Fascinating. It's about ghosts. And then we'll finish things out and talk about home buying this hour with Farnoosh Torabi. And that's all coming up the second hour, live with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause very briefly, but we'll be right back with hour number two and my first guest this second hour from the Oak Ridge Boys, Dwayne Allen. Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide for your convenience. Visit their website today at signzoo.com. That's signzoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. And of course, if you've listened to me at all over the many years that I've done this show, you know that one of my favorite groups are the Oak Ridge Boys, and we've had them all on the air. I got great pictures of them when we worked together in Branson, Missouri. And we have our friend Dwayne Allen with us right now to talk about some exciting things. Hi, Dwayne. Welcome to the show. Always good.
Ron, it's so good to talk to you and your beautiful wife beforehand. And it's just so always good to talk to you. I've enjoyed every time we've ever run into each other, and that's been many times over the years.
Yes, it has. And I got to tell you something, and I say this not because you're on the air with us today. I've told this to many people. We've interviewed like 18,000 guests on this show. You guys are the best. You really are. You're always there. You are always very receptive to doing any kind of promotion, anything at all, and great guests on the air. I feel like I'm a fifth Oak Ridge boy. I've got to be honest with you.
Well, we'll just have to come up with some kind of an award.
Okay. You know, I want to talk about so many things. But I do want to mention the fact, as I mentioned before on the air, Richard, and of course Joe's been on a thousand times too, but I do want to make mention about this new CD we were talking about, this gospel CD that Shooter Jennings, and I think, was it David Cobb that was involved with that too?
Right.
Yeah.
David Cobb is the producer. In fact, it's really his vision, Ron. We met at a little meet and three called the Pie Wagon.
Right.
And when the four of us met with David, and we started talking about what we were going to do and what his vision was going to be for the Oak Ridge Boys, his eyes started to sparkle, and I knew that we were about to go into his vision. And he said, "You know, I want you to imagine when you were little boys and you first heard rock and roll music. What did that sound like to you? What did that feel like to you? Elvis, Ray Charles, Jerry Lee Lewis. How did you feel when you first heard that music?" Well, the answer to that was, you know, it felt good in the soul. It made you want to get up and move around. And what about it brought that characteristic of rock and roll that made you want to do that? Well, it was, we all were raised in gospel, and sure, so were they.
Sure, right.
And it was the passion in their lyrics, and it was the tracks that sounded like old-fashioned tent revivals, you know? And it made you want to move around a little bit. Well, we got into that vision, and we started asking ourselves, well, what turned those guys on? We know we were raised in Southern gospel. We were all raised in church. But what turned those guys on? It was really earlier than that. They were all turned on to black gospel.
Right.
So, Ron, we went back so far that David is a historian. He went all the way back to the Smithsonian and found some songs that were before copyrights. In fact, one of the songs, "Let It Shine on Me," I always have to search for copyright so we can get all that written down on the record label and everything, get all that accredited properly. I found 10 people that wrote that song. Well, what that means is it's an old PD song.
Sure.
So every black gospel group that recorded that song back years ago, they put their name on it as an arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, and so I went back as far as I could go to find the very first one that I could find, and that's who we put on it. And there's five songs that came from that era, and we have four new songs on there, but they're all with that feel, that early feel of rock and roll, with the simplicity of very few instruments and a big emphasis on the four vocals, with very little tuning, very little technical work done afterwards. It's pretty much in your face. And to accomplish that, I'll give you one example. A Brand New Star, when we already had that cut, and we were listening back, and David started squirming around. He said, "Let's go back into the studio." So we followed him back into the RCA studio, and he said, "Bring that RCA 44. You know what kind of microphone
that is. Oh, I know exactly.
That big old 44 mic, ribbon mic.
Absolutely.
Let's all get around that mic and sing on one mic. I want you to sing to each other and sing together." And he grabbed a rhythm guitar and sat down about 6 feet from us, put a microphone on his guitar, and he said, now let's record that song.
How cool is that?
And we recorded that song around one microphone. You can't tune, you can't fix, you can't do anything to that vocal once you've done it. It's all on one mic.
Well, that's the way it used to be in the old days, you know.
And that's how we cut it, Ron.
Yeah, but I understand that they put Richard in another room so they could control
it. We did. After we cut it, we realized he needed to hear himself a little stronger, so we put him in a booth and isolated him, but the three of us stayed there together, and we learned it together on that one mic, but we put him so we could bring him up a little bit. We needed him up a little in the mic, so we put him in an isolated booth so he could hear himself and so that we could bring his bass voice up a little bit. He couldn't really, we all sing so loud that we were drowning him out.
You know, Dwayne, it is amazing how patriotic you guys are. I know you're very close to the Bush family. And it's just unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, when you go see these guys, of which I've done on millions of occasions. One thing I did not know about you, Dwayne, though, I did not realize that at the Paris Junior College where you studied, two operettas were written based on your life, and one entitled Let's See Paris.
That's right.
Wow.
And they were both original operettas, and they were written around my life in Paris Junior College because I had a music scholarship, and there was not a music program there other than for a band instrument. You could get a scholarship for band, but you couldn't get a vocal scholarship before me in voice. And I was the first vocal scholarship they ever offered there, and they felt that they had to justify giving that scholarship to me. So the drama and speech department combined with the music department wrote two original plays, and each year we put on a week of performances with those two dramas, and I starred in both of them.
Wow.
And it was really a big thing in Paris. They were really good to me there. I went there on a voice scholarship and a valedictorian scholarship, and they were very nice to me in college, and I have I'll become a distinguished alumni from there and a distinguished alumni from Texas A&M at Commerce, where I finished and graduated with a music degree.
Unbelievable. That is so great. You know, I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, how amenable these guys are, everything. I got to thank you. I've thanked Joe and I've thanked Richard. A couple of years ago, you were playing in my hometown in Pennsylvania at a theater called the Warner Theater. And I was going to come in the week after because I do a show with a 15-piece orchestra about
with your orchestra, of course you do.
And you guys were so nice to plug that show a week in advance for me. I'll never forget that, Dwayne.
Well, you're one of our friends, man. We take care of our friends.
Well, you sure do.
We believe in you.
Well, now, I want to talk to you about two things that are very dear to my heart. One is cars, but we'll get to that later. The other thing, though, is that this new clothesline that you have, the Liberty Legends USA Series, a collaboration of Made in America business and leaders that promote bringing jobs back to America. I'm a clothes horse. I mean, I really love clothes. When I used to travel with Ed McMahon, he said, you know, you're like traveling with Barbra Streisand. You got more suits and everything else than anybody. And, Dwayne, after we take a quick break, let's talk about that, okay? Our special guest, my friend of many years, Dwayne Allen, 25% of the Oak Ridge Boys. And Wayne and I will be back with more, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgie today, and staying over for another segment, is Dwayne Allen from the Oak Ridge Boys. I can't say enough good things about these guys, and have always been so nice to me and my family. Tell us about this clothing line, because I think this is sensational, Dwayne.
Well, Ron, traveling all over the country like both you and I have, we drive through these towns, and you can get clothes cheaper with cheaper labor that's shipped in from overseas, and what the Oak Ridge Boys felt like that if we got involved and put our name with it, and the Gatlin brothers, I might add, are involved with us as well, and so is Evander Holyfield. And we have several people with major names are involved with us now. But what we wanted to do is to bring back good-paying jobs for Americans. And we wanted people to start looking for the Made in America logo, made in the USA, made by American hands, you know. And what that does is keep good-paying jobs right here in America for American families,
right,
keeping families together. A good example of that is we gave away gifts to all of the people that are in our team, which number well over 100, every year. And we have something made for them. This year we had cups made for all of the people in our organization, William Morris, Sandy Brokaw, Jeremy Westby's PR firm.
Sure.
Everybody that represents us in any way. And what we did was have a cup made with 17th Avenue Revival on the inside, so when you're drinking your coffee, you look right across to the other side, and it's handmade, and there is 17th Avenue Revival inside the cup.
Oh, wow.
Oak Ridge Boys on the outside. We're very careful to make sure that that cup is handmade in California. But we were very insistent that it be made in the United States. And what we are doing is we're trying to lead by example ourselves. If you watch Tuckabee, I gave him a suit the other night on his show about 2 weeks ago. That was a Hart, Schaffner & Marks suit, which is made in America. They're one of America's greatest suit makers. And we will travel to Paducah, Kentucky, and we have suits and jackets for all of the Gaither vocal band.
Oh, wow.
And we will take them to their afternoon Sunday concert and surprise them with brand new suits and jackets at their concert. And what we're doing is we're trying our best to show that giving is a part of the American system. It shows that we care by giving, is those people tell people that we're giving them something that's American made.
Sure.
And they help us get the word out. We may never make a penny at it, Ron. We're not really in it for the money. We've got a good job. We're doing it because we want to help keep American families employed and keep good jobs in America.
Can you go on oakridgeboys.com and order the suits there?
Yes. Go to our website and find the link to Liberty Legends, and it will take you right to their page.
I'm serious. I am going to do that. See, I've been wanting these suits for a long time. Well, let's talk about something else that you and I have in common, okay?
Okay.
Your car collection. Now, I'm an antique car buff myself, okay? So I didn't know that you had a museum called Ace on Wheels. I have got to come there because I've got a few collectibles myself, and maybe we can share some car stories together.
Oh, I love collecting old cars. I've had so many. In fact, I'm trying to find homes for some of my cars now. I've got so many that I really don't have time to love them like they need love.
Oh,
they need to be driven. They need to be cared for. But I've still got way too many. I've got one that is kind of a prize. It's a number 14 of 50 Excaliburs made in their silver anniversary year.
Oh.
For their first year, 1984.
I know the car.
Where they made a back seat.
Yep.
And they have a soft top and a hard top.
That's a gorgeous car.
And it's a white with a silver side.
Well, now you can appreciate what I have then amongst mine. I have a 75 Stutz Blackhawk.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful, beautiful car.
Elvis bought the first one. That's my prized possession out of the ones I have. But, you know, before you sell those cars, you got to let me know, okay? I want to be first on the list.
Well, you know, when I got my first old car, which was a 31 Model A, I was driving out in the country, and what I noticed was people sitting on their front porch in the summertime in the chairs, husband and wife, when they see the car, the expressions on their face trip them back to a time when life was much more simple.
That's right.
And they smiled, and it was like you could almost see them start to telling stories about that period of time. And it wasn't about me, it was about the car, because they hadn't seen me yet. They saw the car.
Sure.
They might not even ever see me driving down it. And that's what I loved about it. It brought out the goodness in people and the memories that they shared and were able to share with each other, and that's what I love about old cars. I'm a retro guy. I love giving credit to things of the past, give us direction for what paths we should take for the future.
Amen. I agree. Do you have a 55, 56, or 57 Thunderbird in your stack of cars yet?
No, but I've got a 53 Cadillac that was owned by Duncan Hines.
Oh.
It's just got 35,000 miles on it. It doesn't have a panel divider in between the front and back. It's open. It's not a convertible, but it's open there.
Oh, boy, you and I could go on forever and ever about that.
I've got a 48 Rolls-Royce Silver Wraith limousine that was owned by the Russian Tsar when he was in England. It's a right-hand drive.
It's right-hand drive?
Uh-huh, and it was used in England by the Russian Tsar when he would come there, and that was his, and Wayne Newton bought that. It came out of the Wayne Newton collection. His brother started a club down in South Tennessee, and it went bottoms up, and I got that out of the bankruptcy.
Wow. I have a Silver Spur, but it's a left-hand drive. I can't get used to the right-hand drive. I feel like I want to deliver mail when I'm in the right-hand drive all the time.
It is a weird trip to drive down the road on the right-hand side. You're constantly wondering if you're getting over that lane.
Dwayne, I appreciate the time you spent with us.
I could talk with you all day.
I was just going to say the same thing with you. But I understand you're going to be near us soon, and I'm hopefully going to be up and seeing you here in the next couple of weeks, my friend.
I would love to see you, and you and your beautiful wife come up and visit with us as our guests, and we'd just love to see you. No strings attached, no baggage, no. Just come and enjoy the evening where we can just laugh and have fun.
Let's do it. Dwayne, we love you, pal, and thank you for joining.
Love you too, Ron.
And we'll see you soon, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. One of four of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, Dwayne Allen, along with, of course, William Lee Golden, Richard Sturban, and Joe Bonzo, better known to all of us as the Fabulous Oak Ridge Boys. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is coming to the aid of Dorian survivors, rescuing almost 300 people in the Bahamas. Search and rescue teams still haven't reached some of the hard-hit communities there. Aid organizations are bringing in supplies. Volunteer Dion Clear.
We're providing much-needed water, food, diapers and wipes and just all around anything that they need. We're also helping evacuate people off the island, getting them back into Nassau for those people who have no place to live.
The main highway out of Freeport heading east to the hardest hit areas has been completely destroyed. Most of the vehicles have been left behind with nowhere to drive. The death toll in the Bahamas is at 43, but it's expected to rise. Dorian is now weaker and heading toward Nova Scotia.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
and all around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgie today. A couple of weeks ago, a new show premiered. It's Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on the Smithsonian Channel. I love that channel, and it's called Mystic Britain. Now, I didn't know what this was about, and I started watching it. Man, is this a good show. A veteran comedian, a writer, and he's the host of the show. Joining us right now from, of course, in America, whose line is it anyway? Clive Anderson. Hi, Clive. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hi, yes. No, I have a rather weird career. It's hard to make sense of it, and even for me, and I do it. So I've done comedy shows and, you know, documentaries, some serious discussion programs, talk shows and everything. It's a hodgepodge, I'm afraid.
Well, you know, a lot of times when comedians try to get serious, then they lose their comedic edge when they are doing comedy. But you're right. You do a lot of things, and you do them all equally well. I know that you were one of the presenters, the host of BAFTA ceremonies, which is Britain's equivalent to the Academy Awards, and you have done a variety of things. But that shows the versatility in your talent, Clive. You got to look at it that way.
It's a moving target. You keep moving around a bit, and I suppose towards the more serious end of what I do. But there are a few laughs along the way. But most of the time we're talking about people dying thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago, being maybe executed, maybe interfered with.
I think this is something that attracts people for some reason. Now, you know, Britain has had, gosh, thousands or tens of thousands of years of civilization. And you go into some of these weird things that we're talking about in this 10-part series. Let's talk about the first one, the Revenants, okay, where you go into a medieval village and you find a pile of bones. And these bones are said to be the undead who rose from their graves to cause chaos and spread evil. Boy, tell us about this one.
It's called Mystic Britain, but this is more like a sort of murder mystery in a way. There's definitely a lot of people, dead people there, and then their bones are in a pit in the back of a house in the village, where across a little bit of a valley there's a proper church, which is still there, and a graveyard, so they weren't being buried in the right place. And the mystery about it is that the bones of these people had been interfered with after death. It wasn't they'd been, you know, killed in a battle or something. They had died, maybe murdered, but they're certainly dead, and then their bones had been broken or cut. So in that particular program, we were trying to eliminate all the things that might have led to that situation. You think, well, maybe this is just a very nasty battle had taken place, and a lot of people were, you know, vengeance on their enemy. But these bones come from a 300-year-long period. They're not strangers who've been murdered wandering into this village, because they can tell that the people came from there or thereabouts. And they've been interfered with after death, as I say. So we're trying to eliminate the various things that could be the case. And so one theory is that they're revenants, they're zombies. Not that they necessarily were revenants, but that the people thought they might be. They thought that people could rise from the grave in special circumstances. And to guard against that, for some reason, they thought it was effective to break their bones after death. But you think if you can survive death, you could survive the odd broken bone. But, you know, quite where the beliefs came from is a little difficult to say, because there aren't bone pits like this all over England. At least they haven't discovered any, or many others. So that's quite a mysterious one.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about the fact that demons weren't really very smart. You say that 600 years ago, people truly believed that the demons walked the earth doing the devil's work. Now, here in America, Clive, we have that same situation. We call it the United States Congress, but that's a different type of a thing. Now, when you think of mummies, you always automatically think of them wrapped up in these rags and bandages and from Egypt. But you have another situation where you call it the Bronze Age Britons. I found this fascinating.
Well, the thing with the Egyptian mummies, you think of them as parched by the sun and using their skills to preserve the body in that way. But in one or two programs, we're looking at bodies preserved by, they're in a bog, you know, the marshy, boggy ground. It's very acidic water, and that preserves the the body. So instead of finding bones in that case, the bones get eaten away, but the skin becomes all leathery and preserved, so you can see the person's face and you can see injuries to them. So in one particular case, the it looks like this would have been a chief or a young prince type of person who might have been deliberately killed. Three different ways of killing him. So you've got a ritual, a symbolic way of doing it, a ligature to the neck, a blow to the head, and a stab wound as well. And the theory there is that this guy would have been a chief. And while the crops were doing well and life was good, he had an easy life. But when things turned to the bad, could have been a crop failure, or even when the Romans were arriving and displacing people like his tribe would have been, he had to be sacrificed in an attempt to ward off the harm, and that's why he was in the bog, having been executed and thrown there to be preserved, assuming they knew that the bog would preserve in that way.
Wow, that's fascinating. Now, everybody thinks Stonehenge has been around for a long time. You find something that is even older than Stonehenge called the Rollwright Stones.
Rollwright Stones, they're not so grand because they're not so big and they're not in the middle of a big plain, but quite, a nice selection, a circle of stones, plus some other extra ones, and a whole loads of myths have grown up about why those stones are there. One of them looks a bit like it could be a king, another one could be some knights, and that's almost certainly got nothing to do with their original purpose. So we were trying to work out why they were there. And one of the people who turned up with his explanation was somebody who's an expert in force fields and ley lines, they call them. And he was convinced that the stones are there because ancient people could detect these force fields, which he could detect with dowsing rods. Do you know what dowsing rods are? You hold two little metal things in your hand and they twist in to indicate what was going on. So, and he got me to do it as well, and I discovered I can do dowsing. It's a skill I never suspected I had. So I can discover sunken water pipes in the garden or force fields in the countryside if I wander around long enough with my dowsing rods in my hand.
Clive, was it spooky doing this thing?
That was spooky. I'd say the other things, there was another sort of spooky when we went to the site of the earliest signs of human habitation in Britain. It's 11,000 years ago. The ice age is just receding, so the earth is warming up. Until then, pretty well nowhere in Britain you could live on, and the people had come in. You could walk to Britain from Europe, from the rest of Europe in those days, because the English Channel and the North Sea hadn't quite formed yet. So there's a land bridge between the two. Many of the tree species were only just arriving from the rest of Europe. And we found evidence of fence posts and posts to make a house or a temporary shelter, bows and arrows, things like that. And plus, masks made out of deer antlers. And they're pretty sure they were used in ceremonial practices where the shaman would put you in touch with the spirit world. So we did try. I tried that. I was taken to see a shamanic practitioner to see if I could make contact with people from thousands of years ago, which was it was difficult to get into the right frame of mind, because with a television camera pointing at you, with your line there being a gong is being banged in your ear to encourage the correct thoughts. But we had a go at that.
Wow, unbelievable. Well, it's a fascinating show, Clive. You do a great job. I love this show. It's called Mystic Britain. It airs Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on the Smithsonian Channel. It's hosted by our guest, a man of many talents, we'll just say, Clive Anderson. Hey, Clive.
Many different aspects, anyway. Thank you very much for having me on and being so enthusiastic about the program.
I really am, and please join us again, Clive, okay?
Thank you very much, yes.
Thank you, my friend. Well, that's interesting. I love this show. This is really a fascinating show. Mystic Britain on the Smithsonian Channel. And while we're on the subject of Mystic, I'd like to have you visit our website, ronsegi.com. ronsegi.com. When you get to that site on the homepage, there is an icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Zedgy today. Well, you know, the season of home buying is starting to slack off right now. Traditionally, I might add, you know, summer is coming to a close and fall is here. But we have somebody here that's really going to give us a new take on the fall and winter buying season. Joining us right now is financial expert and real estate pro, Farnoosh Tarabi. Hi, Farnoosh. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
What a pretty name that is.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks to my parents.
Oh, well, we want to thank them then. As I mentioned in the introduction, I guess traditionally that this time of the year it kind of slacks off a little bit, but it really doesn't have to. Tell us why this probably, despite the perception that it is a downside, is really a great home buying type of environment.
Sure. Well, I can only speak personally to this, which is that, you know, my husband and I are currently looking in the market to buy, and we really love this time of year because we don't really have a lot of other buyers competing with us. It's a great time to kind of go into the real estate market and not feel hurried or rushed to do a lot of the looking around and research. We're working with a great real estate broker, and it's really for us an opportunity to get educated and hopefully find something that's great before the spring buying rush.
Is it because kids are back to school, the weather might be a little inclement in some areas that makes this a good time for buyers and not necessarily for sellers?
Yeah, I think for us too, we're looking at, you know, where we want to put our kids in school, and it's a great time now that they're in school to kind of, we have that sort of resurgence of like wanting to get back at it, rolling up our sleeves and thinking about the future, and it gives us time to also figure out the neighborhood that's right for us and not rush into it, because, you know, studies have found that many people with families, the most important factor in choosing where to live is the school district. So this is really a great opportunity to like kind of visit the schools, talk to the principals, talk to other parents now that school is back in session, to be able to make a wiser choice.
Now, I would assume as the year progresses, certainly into the new year, November, December, and maybe even the first part of January, you really got a deal, because nobody really wants to move during the holiday season.
No one really wants to move during the holiday season, right? So I think, you know, you got to look at the home buying process as a process. It's going to take many months. I think it's always smart to start looking sooner than later. We're right now, as I said, working with a real estate broker to help us really navigate this. I really encourage this because it can be a really overwhelming process. I've actually partnered with Realogy, which is the great brand behind household names, in their rollout of a new service in collaboration with Amazon called Turnkey. And Turnkey, if I can just talk to you a little bit about that, because it's really exciting. It's Amazon.com/turnkey. And this is where, as a potential buyer, you can go and enter the program, answer a few questions, and be connected to a top-rated real estate agent right over the phone. And then there's more. So if you go through the process and you land on a home and you make the purchase through Turnkey, that's where the Amazon benefits kick in. You're going to get Amazon move-in benefits that are up to $5,000 worth of things like smart home products, Amazon home services that you have access to, like deep cleaning the house, hanging up those, you know, heavy flat screens around the house, all the sort of things that can cause even more overwhelm for first-time buyers as they're moving into their house.
Now, in the Turnkey program, let's say you lived in Cincinnati and you wanted to buy a home in Cincinnati. They can supply that. But let's say you're in Cincinnati and want to buy one in Los Angeles. Do they match you with a realtor in the geographical area that you're looking?
Correct, yeah. So you don't have to worry about getting someone who's not familiar with the neighborhood and the school districts and all of that. It's really a great way to match up with someone who knows what your goals are.
Does it not only help you find the home, does it help you in the process of financing it? And certainly, you know, I guess boosting chances all the time is about landing a good deal with a homeowner is having a pre-approval. A lot of people don't want, who are selling homes, to spend the time that the potential buyer has to take to get approved. So does Turnkey help you in those areas?
Certainly they'll help you get educated on what you need and sort of getting your ducks in a row and pointing you into some directions. There's not an official bank partner or lender, so to speak, but yeah, they can definitely help you with that whole process.
Tell us more about this $5,000 thing in Amazon Home Services. This kind of fascinates me.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a great way to save money as you move into your home. We know that a lot of younger buyers are looking for homes that feel catered to them, and it really reflects their lifestyle. So they want smart technology. They want, you know, all of the additions and bells and whistles that really feel like them and making the house feel like a home. So with Amazon, you get these move-in benefits, products and services. Like I mentioned, you know, the ability to have someone come in and, like, deep clean your house, help you with, you know, getting your appliances set up, getting your smart appliances, getting the heavy flat-screen TV set up so you feel like you're not doing it alone. And again, this is $1,000 to $5,000 worth of benefit.
So again, using the analogy of buying something across town or across the country, I mean, it really takes the pressure out of going up and down the street looking for a sale sign. You tell somebody, I want a 2,300 square foot house, three bedrooms, two baths. They kind of narrow the list down.
They do. And And they know what your goals are. And it's, I really think that a great real estate agent at the end of the day is not just someone who's going to send you listings, but really understands what your goals are and the reasons you're moving into this particular neighborhood, that this is going to be a long-term purchase. It's often for most people the most expensive purchase of their life. So someone who's really in it to make sure that you're 100% happy, not just for the process of buying the home, but for many years to come.
I would assume that this is helpful to all buyers, but really helpful to first-time buyers.
I think so. I think, you know, for everyone, it's important to work with an agent, especially for first-time buyers who are new to the territory, who can feel a lot of overwhelm because they're told things like, this is the biggest purchase of your life, and a lot of paperwork. And I think for them, it, you know, having someone to more or less hold their hand through the process is really helpful.
Now, let's talk about how a consumer can sign up for the turnkey program.
It's so simple. Just go to Amazon.com/turnkey. And there they'll be asked to answer a few questions related to their buying goals, and then they'll be connected to a real estate agent over the phone. So this does eventually go, quote-unquote, offline at some point. You'll have to, but that's great.
Trends in home buying are always changing, and this program kind of keeps up with those changes. A typical buyer wouldn't even know what those changes are for after it's over.
Right. We're seeing, you know, some interesting trends as far as what people are looking for in their homes. Are looking for these quote-unquote wellness homes. I was reading about this one of the trade magazines where people are looking for homes that have optimal layouts. So it's really designed to, you know, their lifestyle, whether that's, you know, they love to cook, they want the grand kitchen with the appliances, they want maybe a space for meditating, they want a place to work out. So really looking at your home is not just a place to crash. You know, a lot of people working from home now, so it really needs to function for you in many more ways.
Where again can we go for the information?
Just go to Amazon.com/turnkey.
Hey, Furnish, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Well, you're a great host. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Furnish Turabi has been our guest, and we're talking about how to buy a home the way that is least frustrating as humanly possible. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls-Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red, with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide, and their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, and make your car or boat pop with a new look. That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. Our guests include Lieutenant Joe Kenda from Homicide Hunter, Philippe and Ashlyn Cousteau, stars of Caribbean Pirate Treasures, from Fox News, Judge Jeanine Pirro with a new book out right now. I also want to thank Dwayne Allen, one of the Oak Ridge Boys, Clive Anderson, the host of Mystic Britain on the Smithsonian Channel, and Farnoosh Tarabi, talking about home vine. Well, we'll look for your company to come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.